Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Yud, Sanhedrin 10. Today's Daf Yomi, there is a statement from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Iborach Chodesh B'Shalosha, which the Talmud understands to mean that the calculation and the sanctification of the new month must be done by a court of three. This is based upon the fact that the Torah tells us that the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people as a nation is HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. This month shall be for you the head of all months, and that there is a mitzvah to sanctify and declare each month and declare when it is the head of that month. We understand, what does it mean when it says in the Torah, this month shall be Rosh Chodeshim, that the word Chodesh is connected to Hischachus, something new. And we don't find anything new necessarily as it relates to the sun, but as it relates instead to the moon. And so therefore our months in the Jewish tradition are based upon the lunar cycle and not upon the solar cycle. And so the declaration of each month is based upon the revolution of the moon around the earth. The moment where the moon makes a complete revolution around the earth, that is considered to be in the rabbinic tradition called the Molad, or the creation. And that Molad, when it happens in Jerusalem, is what we base our calendar on. So whenever there is a complete revolution and the Molad happens in Jerusalem, that is the understanding that technically speaking, that should be when there is a new month. However, between each Molad, there is 29 days, 12 hours, and according to the rabbinic tradition, 793 particles of an hour. 793 particles of an hour, that is 1,080 parts. And so therefore, that is technically speaking when the new month should occur. However, since the rabbis understand that we do not want to make a month that is a fraction, We have an idea of yamim atamo nevelo shos, that we should count days and not hours. And so therefore, we do not want the month to be 29 days and 12 hours and 793 particles of an hour. That would make things very difficult. So therefore, each month can be either 29 days or 30 days, with the subsequent day being the first day of the next month, being Rosh Chodesh. And so since we have this odd number, this fraction completing the month, therefore one month should be 29 days and the other month should be 30 days. So therefore, ideally speaking, we would expect that every month would be either 29 days or 30 days. However, the rabbis sometimes also felt that there was a need to manipulate the calendar based upon certain calendrical inconsistencies, that there was a need, for example, to make sure that certain holidays did not fall out on certain days. And so therefore, for this reason, there were some months that needed to be 30 days, even though it wasn't always the case that the month before it was 29 days, or vice versa. But the rabbis tell us that we can never have more than 8 months that are either full or deficient, either 29 days or 30 days in a given year. And so on this basis, this is how the rabbis established the cycle of the moon, the cycle of the calendar. Now, this idea that the months are either 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 particles of an hour is itself not sufficient, because in the time of the temple, the way the new moon was established, the way a new month was established, was that two witnesses needed to come to the court, and the court would investigate and listen to those witnesses, and if they said that they saw the new moon, then the rabbis would declare that it was indeed the time to declare a new month. However, after the temple was destroyed, and actually perhaps several hundred years later in the rabbinic tradition, it's attributed to Hillel II, who was the Nasi at the time, the prince at the time in the land of Israel. The idea is that the calendar became fixed and we no longer relied upon the witnesses coming. In the academic community, they don't view this necessarily as being specifically attributed to Hillel II. There's a larger debate about when exactly this happened, but it's certainly true that at a certain point the calendar became fixed and we no longer relied upon the court declaring that this was a new month. It just happened. So there are two ways to understand within the rabbinic tradition how a fixed calendar was able to work. If we have this idea that a court needs to declare it, how can we establish a fixed calendar? So one approach is to say that actually Hillel II fixed it for all of us. And so therefore, Hillel II, by setting up this calendar, made it the case that we are all living in a way basically corresponding to the original courts declaring it to be a new month. However, a different approach is to say, no, all of Klal Yisrael today, all of the people of Israel are in agreement about the calendar. And so therefore, that's why we're able to establish each month as a new month. Indeed, this is something that's incredible, that there is unity about the Jewish calendar. I mean, basically speaking, there is total unity about this. And that is something that's very rare. What else in our tradition is there unity? There's always Ashkenazic or Sephardic or many other different cultures within the Jewish community. But within the rabbinic tradition, there is near unity as it relates to the calendar. But today we no longer have this obligation, or we no longer have the ability to declare it officially by a court, this concept of Kiddush HaChodesh, of sanctification of the new moon. So what do we do? So some suggest that the practice of the shul, of a synagogue, on Shabbos Mevorchim, on the Shabbos before the announcing of Rosh Chodesh, where we take a Torah scroll and we announce when the Moed will be seen in Jerusalem, that actually is a reflection of this practice of the court, of declaring when there will be a new month. And so indeed, the Magen Avraham writes that the concept of standing and saying when the Rosh Chodesh will be, this is indeed the practice that reflects the Kiddush HaChodesh that happened in the temple. And so therefore, that is the practice. So in our synagogues, when we say on Shabbos Mevorchim, when we say a prayer and we declare the new month, that is itself a reflection of the ancient custom of standing in the temple in the court declaring the new month.